This is the Quality News Network. President Bush is traveling to Germany this morning for the G8 conference. On the agenda is climate change, aid to Africa, America's plan for a European missile defense system, and a proposal granting Kosovo limited independence. In Moscow, Russian President Vladimir Putin today threatened to aim nuclear weapons at Europe if the U.S. continues with plans to build a missile defense system on the continent. The White House says the system is designed to protect Europe from Iran. In Lebanon, troops continued shelling a Palestinian camp near Tripoli during the weekend, trying to dislodge a radical militant group holed up inside. Fighting outside another Palestinian camp in southern Lebanon killed 4 and wounded 5, sparking fears of an outbreak of violence throughout the country. It was a deadly start to June for American forces in Iraq. Since Friday, at least 14 have been killed, many of them by roadside bombs. The New York Times says the first comprehensive report on the recent Pentagon surge strategy indicates less than a third of Baghdad is under control of Iraqi or coalition forces. General Vincent Brooks says the Iraqi government has not provided the forces promised, and some of those Iraqi troops that have been provided have performed poorly. An attack today at a military outpost in eastern Turkey is being blamed on Kurdish extremists. Turkey last week indicated it would be willing to invade northern Iraq, Kurdish territory, to fight rebels there. In The Hague, Charles Taylor of Liberia is boycotting his war crimes trial, which opened today. He's charged with crimes against humanity for his role in attacks by rebel forces in Sierra Leone. In Sri Lanka, Tamil Tigers and government troops today are fighting in the north of the island. Yesterday, the two groups mounted ferocious battles that killed scores on both sides. The CDC has contacted 160 of the passengers who flew with tuberculosis patient Andrew Speaker from the U.S. to France. His father-in-law, an expert in the disease for the CDC, is being investigated to determine if he had a role in Speaker's trip.
Huelhauser talks to customers of First National, South Valley, and San Benito Banks, local members of the network of preferred community banks.
We're here to talk with people about their local banking. I just wonder why you think it's important to bank in a local bank.
Because it's here in our community, in our area, and we tend to find that they have the best service for us. They are always there when we need them.
Do you like the idea that it's a local bank with big bank services and benefits?
You get all of the benefits of the big banks, but you walk in, people know who you are.
Yeah. Now, it's a community bank, but it's part of a network of banks.
Absolutely. They have the resources, but of course the personal touch of a local bank.
I am here once a week, yes.
Taking money out.
I'm putting it in and taking it out.
So you're doing a lot of banking in here.
I carry it in wheelbarrow.
Above and beyond banking from the network of preferred community banks. Available locally at First National Bank of Central California, South Valley National Bank, and San Benito Bank.
China is protesting the FDA's warning against using Chinese toothpaste, which has been found to contain chemicals used in antifreeze. The Chinese say a small amount of the additive is safe. U.S. regulators disagree. Inches of rain dumped along the East Coast by Tropical Storm Barry this weekend helped firefighters contain a month-long wildfire in Georgia and Florida. The blaze has already burned 600,000 acres and destroyed 30 homes. The fire is still burning. Media mogul Rupert Murdoch meets with the family which owns Dow Jones Wall Street Journal today. Murdoch has offered $5 billion for the company. Hilton Hotels has signed a $1.7 billion deal with three real estate companies to expand its operations outside of the U.S. Hilton will build hotels in the U.K., Russia, and Central America. Walmart says it will tamp back its plans to launch superstores in the U.S. next year, building only about 200. Management says it wants to focus on existing stores. Light sweet crude is trading at $64.81 a barrel. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones is down 41 points, the Nasdaq down 8, the S&P 500 down 3. More at QualityNewsNetwork.com. I'm Annabelle Lund.
This is a top to a, you know, what we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see,
yeah,
the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11, oh, 11,
and most of
11,
the
and then
amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes, you know, be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up,
yeah,
all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is, if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Welcome to Conversation Radio's Lean, Mean, and Green Show. It's Boxed Up with John Fox, where we turn Conversation Radio into Conservation Radio. Boxed Up is brought to you by B1 Louder Productions in Sydney, Australia, and the Mid-Atlantic Regional Council of Carpenters. They're building the American dream every day. B1 Louder by ringing 877-443-2366. That's 877, the numeral 4, head on. And now, your host, the ranting, head-banging hippie, John Fox.
All right. I'm going to 11, pal. We're on the air, boys. How's everybody doing today? I am not John Fox. John is out with the Australian flu or something like that. I hope he's feeling better, actually. I am Joe Vecchio. I do the Cup of Joe radio show here prior to John Fox. And I am filling in for John today because, like I said, he's not feeling well. And I'm happy to be here because I'm always glad to help out because everybody helps me out because I've had days where I couldn't make it. And John is graciously me. I love that intro. I love Spinal Tap. You know what's scary is that Spinal Tap as a phony music group is a lot better than a lot of current music groups. In fact, I was at work the other day and we had a very heated discussion about hip hop music and rap music. Even though rap and hip hop or whatever you want to call it has been around for something like 20 years, my argument has been that it doesn't have any real lasting power because there's really not much to it, and we had a big discussion about that because most of the people at work like the hip hop music and I'm like, I don't want to hear it. I do not want to hear it. Actually, I have a thing about... I'm very passionate about my music. I don't even like music that I like because it distracts me from my work. See what I'm saying? But these guys listen... It's bad enough that it's hip-hop, it's top 40 hip-hop, which means they're playing the same six crappy songs all over the place. Maybe I'll go in there with a Spinal Tap album and just play Spinal Tap. Don't wanna live in a hellhole. No, that's awful. That's just awful. That's why I don't sing. Ladies and gentlemen, how y'all doing? Those of you who are tuning in expecting to hear John, like I said, John's not here. Hey, open the door, I got the stuff. It's John. It's me, John. John's not here. No, I'm John. Oh, wake up. Well, since I did a two-hour show, I used to do 2 hours on, actually, I did 2 hours daily for a while, and I've gotten so used to it. And it goes by very, very quickly, and now I'm do 1 hour, and 1 hour, it's like I'm not even doing the show. It goes by so damn fast. On my show, I was talking about a lot of different things about the Democratic debates and all that and how ridiculous they were last night, not because of the candidates, just because of the whole damn news media. I am so sick of the friggin' news media. I am just so sick of them in this country. They're not doing any bit of a damn job. They're getting paid tons of money to do garbage. Gentlemen, boys and girls and all the ships at sea, let me tell you something. I get nothing for doing this, really. Well, you know, give or take a couple of bucks here and there. And I do a better job than some of these schmucks that get paid, you know, thousands of dollars an hour or whatever, how much they make. And it just annoys me. And it was funny, Susan from Oregon, my caller on my last show, pointed out that Senator Dodd's campaign did minutes of how much airtime everybody got. And who got the most airtime was Wolf Blitzer. Third got the most airtime. You know, I just want to pull that beard and see if it's fake. You just want to just go in there and just yank on it. Just, here, Wolf! Drag him down. You know, let's drag him back in time to, like, the 40s and 50s and take him to the... Let's drag him into Ed Murrow's office back in the 50s and say, here, Wolf, here's what real journalism is all about. This is what you're supposed to be doing. Telling the truth, not being afraid. And how they Democrats. And what I was saying on my last show, you know, as bad as the Democratic debate was, it was better than the Republican debate, because they're all sitting there going, you know, I would kill more of them. How would you deal with the terrorists? I would kill more of them. I would double Gitmo. I would build high-rises on Gitmo and throw them off the roof. That's what I'd do. And that wasn't as scary as the people applauding it. That was what was really scary. Because that's the Republican base for you right there. Kill them and take their money. Kill the brown people. Kill those who are not of us. Not of the body. And, you know, when they do use minorities, and use is the term I want to use, because that's what they do. They use minorities in the Republican Party. And my perfect example of that is Clarence Buckwheat Thomas. I do not like Clarence Thomas, and he is, in fact, one of the worst Supreme Court justices in history. He keeps his mouth shut for the most time, and when he does open his mouth, it's something stupid and something that's bad for the very people who should be helped. When it comes to siding with corporations over workers' rights, he always sides with the corporations. When it comes to affirmative action, his attitude is, well, I got mine, everybody else can go screw. I'm going to pull the ladder up. Yeah, until we got these two new idiots on the court, there, I always had there was Spankwheat. Spanky is Scalia, and Clarence Thomas is Buckwheat. The dissenters in chief are what I call them. And they're always, you know, regardless of how sensible the position is, they're always dissenting it. The most sensible decisions, they were always dissenting it. And there was, even the New York Times wrote a really scathing editorial about Thomas on the bench. Who was it that wrote that? It was one of their editorial observer things, I think. And they just reamed him a new one. And deservedly so, because he's been pretty much useless as a Supreme Court justice. And just about as useless as Wolf Blitzer is as a journalist. But journalism is not what they do. Gossip and garbage, like I said. Hey, let's take a break. Give me a call, and if you're a regular to John Fox and you haven't heard me before and you want to call in and talk to me, feel free to give me a call at, what was the number? 1-877-443-2366, 1-304. You know something? I don't know why I closed that window out. I closed the window out that had the number on it. But anyway, just give me a call. We'll be back with more on the John Fox Show. 1-304-658-5453. Thank you, ELO. 1-304-658-5453. Give me a call. We'll be back with more of the John Fox Show on the Head On Radio Network. You don't need a friend when you can score. You run the paradise.
Sweetie, I love you, but those jeans have got to go.
Yeah, I know. Grab me a pair next time you go to the store, would you?
No.
Uh-huh.
I'm not not going there anymore. I can't stand it.
What do you mean?
It's just awful, honey. The only smile in that building is that big yellow face. Everybody else looks miserable, and I can't find anything there that's made in our country. That bothers me.
Well, nobody makes clothes in America anymore.
Au contraire, mi amigo. There's a ton of American-made clothing at No Sweat.
Well, where's this No Sweat store? Out at the mall?
No, silly. I found them at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. There's a link there. I already ordered some great workout gear, and I also got you some new jeans. They'll be here in a couple of days. Surprise.
HeadOnRadioNetwork.com?
Uh-huh. Just click on the No Sweat banner. You're right there. Helps union workers and helps support America's other liberal network. Cool, huh?
I knew listening to the horn was a good idea.
Whose idea?
Your idea, dear. All the good ones are.
Union made? No sweat. Great prices? No sweat. Great looks? No sweat. No sweat at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. Click the banner. Do the right thing.
What's a conversation like on Head On with Bob Kincaid? This is what it's like.
Let's go. Let's talk to our good friend Phil down in Daytona Beach, Florida. Hey, Phil, welcome to the program. Good to hear from you.
Thanks, Bob. Good to hear you, too. I want to remind people that the military take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. And when people say they're fighting for our freedom by defending the Constitution, which defines our freedoms and supposedly is there to protect them, that's what it really means. Not doing whatever this outrageous civilian leadership dictates that it does.
Head On with Bob Kincaid. Conversation at its finest. Weeknights, Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Only at Head On Radio Network and chat at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com.
You can see that in Alberta, diversity is very strong. You see people from different places, from different backgrounds, and we all have learned to live together. That's why Alberta is a great place to live.
We come from different places, and we have to accept each other because our backgrounds are different, our cultures are different, and we have to understand other people.
I think that our community, being as open as it is, just gives people a chance to really enjoy interaction between different cultures and really get to know each other without making any judgments.
Trabajando juntos podemos lograr la gran diferencia en la comunidad. That it means by working together, we can make a big difference in our community.
To find out how you can make a difference, visit helpmakeadifference.com. This message is brought to you by the Government of Alberta and Global Television.
Okay, and we're back here on the John Fox Show. I'm not used to his music, so I never know always when to cut in. How's everybody doing today? And once again, I'm Joe Vecchio filling in for John Fox, the great John Fox from Down Under. He's out chasing some kangaroos or something like that. What was I talking about? I had a lot of different things going on. Did anybody know that, I'm sure you heard about it on the news somewhere, if you have cable, and you know, since I never watch cable news, I tend to miss out on a lot of stuff that I probably didn't need to hear anyway, but apparently there was a terrorist attack foiled. Some people were planning on blowing up JFK. Now, they made a big deal about it, they made a big stink about it over on all the news networks, and you know, what's funny about it is they made a big stink about it, even though after, you know, a closer examination, these guys really didn't have a chance in hell of putting together this plan. Well, they had planned to blow up JFK, and the entire state of New York and certain areas west of California were intended to be raised out above the ocean and swamp everything. That's what they were planning on doing, so we arrested them. Okay, now granted, if you know, you thought they were potentially dangerous, then that's one thing, but don't sit there and tell me that there was any real danger. These guys were absolutely clueless. It's kind of like when they were going through doing all that searching for WMD, they produced a drawing that one of Iraq's generals had made or something like that of a nuclear type device, and it was just a drawing on a sheet of notepaper. So yeah, they wanted weapons of mass destruction. Well, duh. And Atreus went out there and, you know, he did the drawing of, what was it, a giant robot or something like that? He said, am I a terrorist now? You know, it's just ridiculous. And now all I have to do is say terrorist, and then everybody's, oh, okay. You can do anything you want to him. He's a terrorist. And again, I was talking about the Republican debate. So we'll get to the point where we're going to drag a terrorist out onto the stage with the Republicans, and they're all going to take turns kicking him in the nuts and see who the audience, you know, and see who the audience cheers for the most. That's going to determine who's going to be the Republican candidate. Because that's what they are. Kick them in the nuts. How do they do that on South Park? Rochambeau. They're going to Rochambeau the terrorist. And it's so sickening. And you watch this thing happen all the day. And you know, was one of the lines on the sermon not blessed are the ignorant? Or something like that. And I know there's blessed are the meek and all that other stuff. But you know something? Ignorance is bliss. That's the term I'm looking for. And sometimes I wish I was stupid. I'm not saying I'm the biggest genius in the world, but sometimes I just wish I was stupid so that I didn't have to look at this stuff and be insulted all the time, because that's exactly what's happened, is that I'm having my intelligence insulted on a constant basis by people who would look down their nose at me because I don't have any damn money, because they make tons of money and they really don't care. And that's what's sickening to me, that it's not just that these people are bad, and they're very, very bad. It's just that they make so much money being bad. And you listen to everything that goes on, and you shake your head in disbelief that anybody falls for this stuff. But people do. People do. 72% of the country thinks that we're heading in the wrong direction. That just means there's 28% who think everything is just fine. Who are those 28%? And what's wrong with them? If there was 3%, I'd be worried about that 3%. What's gone wrong with this country? What's gone wrong with America? Were we always this way? I'm not old enough to know how things always were. You know, I wasn't around at the beginning of World War II. I wasn't around for World War I, for the first Gilded Age. I really have no clue. Were we always this bad? Were we always this stupid? And you know what's funny is I was watching, one of numerous interviews with Al Gore about his new book, and basically he's saying it in much kinder words than this. But basically he's saying that the reason why we're in the problem, that we're having the problems we're having, is partly the media, but also the fact that we're idiots. And he doesn't say that, and he wouldn't say it straight out. But, you know, we're distracted. We care more about who wins American Idol than anything else. And we don't vote, and we don't pay attention to the political process. And, you know, the problem isn't necessarily people who are, people who are voting the wrong way. It's that more than half of the country still doesn't vote to begin with. Doesn't participate. And it's very easy for them to get cynical watching the news. Because the news is always going to portray it in that kind of gossipy, he said, she said type of deal. And they're not going to tell you anything of substance. You're going to learn more listening to this show. And I don't do news. I just talk. I'm just some schmuck in Chicago with a microphone and an opinion. And you're going to hear better from me than you're going to hear from guys like Wolf Blitzer. If you want, you know, if you want to know a lot more about what's really going on, just listen to us here at the Head On Radio Network. All of us. We do a wonderful job, all of us here. And we'll do it for a tenth of the salary. Any investors out there listening, hey, you don't need to pay us that much money. You don't need to pay us that much money. Just you know, as long as we can pay our bills and maybe have a little extra on the side, we can go out to eat every now and then. We're not proud. We're tired. This is all Guthrie says. But I hear this stuff every day, and I watched a little bit of the debate last night. It was just sickening. It was just sickening listening to these questions. Raise your hand if you think this. Raise your hand if you would kick a terrorist in the nuts right here on the stage. Raise your hand. I think I can say nuts on TV, can I? On radio? Let's go good friends in the chat room are chiding me. By the way, if you want to get in the chat room, you just go to headonradionetwork.com, click on the chat room link, and then click on the other chat room link, and you can get right in there. It's a JavaScript. So please feel free to go in there, and you can talk to some of the smartest people on the Internet, including yours truly. And some of our other hosts show up occasionally. But I was... I spent a nice quiet weekend, and like I said, I don't have cable. I don't even have a TV right now, but because of the Internet, I was able to watch a little of the debate. And after like 10 minutes, I'm like turning it off. And I'm glad I didn't watch the regulars, because then I would have had to listen to all this. Probably was knowing the news networks, they were probably going 24/7 about this terrorist attack thing. You know, and who was it? Clammy C. What a nickname. On mylefthwing.com, pointed out made four excellent points concerning this terrorist, how the news of this terrorist attack was handled. So the ability of these the basic four items are this: the ability of these plots to actually be carried out is generally negligible. Does anybody remember the plot trying to take down the Brooklyn Bridge with a blowtorch? Yeah, that was really going to happen. Well, we're going to sit here for the next 48 hours and see if he causes any serious damage. If we are to count instances of true domestic terrorism, you know, including suspicious packages at abortion clinics or school shootings or men driving around Maryland killing people at random, very few of these are linked to those who we are fighting over there. Because there's a lot of domestic terrorism that goes on. That's the second point, and it's a very good one. Number three, even lending credence to these so-called plots as bona fide plots that could or would do a tremendous amount of damage, we most certainly are fighting them over here, whomever them or they are. And finally, most importantly, that they are being uncovered or foiled with real terror-fighting tools, intelligence and law enforcement, not the military and not indiscriminate bombing. There's right ways and wrong ways of dealing with it. Well, if you don't do it our way, you're for the terrorists. Excuse me? If you don't want to nuke every other country in the world, you're for the terrorists. Excuse me? What about Timothy McVeigh? I didn't see you opening much about that, except at the beginning, of course, they would say, it was Arabs, it was Arabs. They couldn't get enough of that at first, and they found out it was American. Oh, it was American? I'm sorry. I'll just go over here for now. I'll just sit in the corner over here. And then we have the chairman of the Arkansas Republican Party saying, you know, these Democrats are wimps. We need another attack to get them fired up. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and we're doing a hell of a job in Iraq, aren't we? How long before we actually have to leave? Are we even in that fortified ambassadorship, whatever the hell, embassy building? I couldn't think of the word. However fortified that is, if we're forced to leave, how long is that going to last? It'll make a nice fortress for the Shia majority. And it's all a waste. You know, I point out that Saddam Hussein, and for the most part, the Iraqi people stood with us on 9/11. There, you know, Saddam Hussein was no fan of Al-Qaeda. Everybody knows this. And it's pretty clear. Well, not everybody doesn't know it, obviously. But enough people knew it. Certainly the news media should have known it. Certainly the politicians should have known it. But we don't have politicians. We have criminals on the Republican side and you know, people who are too afraid to stand up to criminals on the Democratic side. And that's basically it. But as I was mentioning to Susan, you can't blame the Democrats for the war because it wasn't their war. I agree that they could have fought it a little harder and should have done more, but that's not the same thing as being responsible for it. Anyway, let's take a little break. If you want to give a call in and help me so that I don't just ramble on like this. 1-304-658-5453. 1-304-658-5453. Or call the toll-free number as 1-877-443-7└. 1-877-423-2366, 1-877-4-HEAD-ON. We'll be back with more of the John Fox Show here on the Head On Radio Network.
Potter has given us all a unique glimpse at education the way it ought to be. Never once do Harry and his Hogwarts friends talk about skipping class, ducking tough instructors, waiving requirements, or shirking responsibilities. That perspective, be practical, get it the easiest, fastest, cheapest way you can, is what J.K. Rowling terms the Muggle approach to education. We're Concord University, and do we have a deal for you? At Concord, education's different than anywhere else around. There's a reason that Concord students get the best jobs, are sought out by the best medical, graduate, and law schools in the land. It's no wonder that Concord has been cited by U.S. News & World Report and by the Wall Street Journal. Where do I sign up? At Southern West Virginia's version of Track 9 and 3 Quarters. All you have to do is believe, and believe in yourself. Concord University, an education you can put to work. 1-888-384-5249.
There's one place on the web you can go that's so topical, you can apply it liberally. WD40.com. WBYAD40.com. Clyde, Wally, and Dookie are there. They're working hard every day to give you updates in news, politics, and a great sense of humor. Just stop on by and see the boys at WD40.com, a place where you can raise your voice and be heard. WD40.com. Your one-stop shop for all things progressive.
As I understand the conflict right now between the president's bill and the one supported by the Democrats, John McCain and Lindsey Graham, is that John McCain and Lindsey Graham and the Democrats say that the bill, the standards we use, should be the standards that are the same as the treaty we signed, the Geneva Convention signed after World War II that every civilized nation follows. And the president is saying, that restricts me too much. That's too humane. I want to be able to do other things. I won't say what they are, but sources tell us that things like waterboarding, you know, drowning people, putting them in 50-degree weather. And the question, I think, is should we hold the United States to the same standards that England holds itself to, that Canada holds itself to, that other civilized nations hold themselves to?
Get the view from inside the Beltway with Mark Levine on the Radio Inside Scoop. Right here, 2 to 3 p.m. weekdays on the Head On Radio Network.
Polar bears live in the Arctic, on the ice.
But the ice is melting because of global warming.
Some polar bears have to swim so far they drown.
Baby bears have died.
When I'm old, when I'm 45, all the bears could be gone.
Grown-ups should do something.
If you're a grown-up, go to polarbearsos.org now. You can make sure polar bears are protected under the Endangered Species Act.
Please help them.
Okay, and we're back for the final half hour of the John Fox Show. I'm guest hosting. I'm Joe Vecchio. I do the Cup of Joe radio show the hour before John does. How is everybody doing today? Let me give you the number to call in, 1-877-443-2366, or the preferred number, 1-304. 658-5453. 1-304-658-5453. I was talking a little bit about the media, and I was remembering, and you know, here's the truth of the matter. After a while, people don't buy the BS anymore. you know, you can only put out so much propaganda before people start tuning it out. And like these terrorist attacks in New York, I'm sure, like I said, I haven't seen it officially, but I'm sure they were going crazy over it. But how many people were just like, yeah, whatever. You say this every time, you know. And I can remind people that in the Soviet Union, the Russia had their newspaper, Pravda, Truth, and their magazine, Izvestia, News. And after a while, people started saying, Izvestia na Pravda, I Pravda na Izvestia, which is, there is no truth in the news. There is no news in the truth. Actually, reverse that. There is no news in the truth. There is no truth in the news. And that's basically the point that we've reached here in this country as far as the media is concerned. Because they're not doing news. I don't know what the hell they're doing. I don't have a word for it. It's garbage. And it's like, in fact, I was flipping through my archives as far as some old video stuff is concerned, and I came across, and a lot of you remember this one, John Stewart of The Daily Show was on Crossfire, and in fact, it was pretty much a death knell for Crossfire when he came on, and basically he was telling both of those guys, said, you know what you're doing is, you're hurting America. And he was being serious, and there's Tucker Carlson, that little schmuck, another guy you just want to smack. That John Stewart said, you're 35 years old and you're wearing a bow tie. And he was just, you know, and Tucker said, come on, do something funny. He said, no, I'm not going to be your monkey, John Stewart says. And, you know, it's shameful. It's absolutely shameful that a comedy news show does much better work than the so-called professionals. And now we get word that Rupert Murdoch is trying to buy the Wall Street Journal. And Wall Street Journal is bad enough as it is. I mean, they used to actually do a very good job with the news, even when their editorials were goo-goo gaga. But, you know, if Rupert Murdoch gets a hold of it, oh, my God. And, you know, Murdoch, he's such a piece of scum. He was kicked out of Australia for failure to pay taxes, I believe. I'm not 100% sure on that. But they kicked his ass out of Australia, and they perfectly welcomed him here. And he went out and he bought Fox. And he did what he always does for television. He gets a hold of sports stuff. And that's how he makes his deal. You know, that's how he makes his money. That's how he gets his ratings. But what he's done with Fox News is you know, it's obviously Republican propaganda. And now he wants to buy the Wall Street Journal. And it was, where was the article that I was reading at about, of all the mergers that could be investigated for the SEC, the one the Justice Department, the politically motivated Justice Department is going after is a small merger out in Virginia or someplace where a newspaper is buying out another newspaper. And the newspaper that's buying it out is a newspaper that apparently does real journalism. And it's buying out a conservative rag. Look, we all know where they stand, you know. Just like when Phil Donahue was told when he was doing his show, the highest rated show on MSNBC at the time, mind you, and he was fired because he was politically incorrect. He didn't rah-rah support the war. And he was told that if you want to have a Democrat on or a liberal on, you have to have two conservatives or at least one conservative or something like that. But you can have a conservative on by him or his or herself. You can have that. Excuse me. Professional radio. Let me get a little water here. No soda today, just water. Just wah-wah. A total of five companies pretty much own every media in this country, from newspapers to radio to television. Five companies. And the CEOs of those five companies are extreme Bush supporters. Now, whatever liberal viewpoints the actual reporters might have, they're going to get drowned out because the editors and the publishers and the people who control the output are all hardcore conservatives who are into pushing a message. And they'll keep the Rush Limbaughs of the world on the air regardless of their ratings. Because what they're interested in is getting their message out. And I don't want to go into my usual screed about how the left doesn't fund things, but that's what they do, or that's what they don't do, I should say. As George Lakoff said, and I've repeated it time and time again, the right will give $1 million to somebody and say, do what you need to do. The left will give you $50,000 and demand accountability for every penny and bitch about anything that you do that doesn't go with what there is. And, you know, the left gets splintered into all these little different groups, and I've talked about this before, too. And I just hate repeating myself, but it's so obvious and so clear, and I have to get this point across. The left will sit there and go in their little, well, if you don't free to Haiti 8, then if you to Cuba 7, or support this, then, you know, then we don't want to deal with you. Their issue, their single issue is the most important thing in the world, and if you don't support that, they don't want to know you. I do have a single issue like that. Mine is the election issue. Mine is the issue that we ought to have elections that are free and fair and accurate. We do that, I guarantee you, you'll get a lot of these other problems solved. You got to put the horse before the cart, to use these stupid little cliches. I really don't like using cliches, but I try to make points with them, because that's sometimes what people do on the radio. That's sometimes what we do. I'm sorry. I'm in angry mode, and sometimes when I get in angry mode, I just kind of black out because I get so angry, and there's so many things that I want to say, and it just infuriates me, and then I just can't get the words out. And of course, I have to fight my Brooklyn nature and not curse. I have to avoid going all Pesci. What are you? Stupid? Is that what you are? Just stupid? And you take a stick and you want to pound some people in the skull until you bang some sense into them. You know? Wake up! Are you stupid? Do you believe this crap? Fight them over there so you don't fight them over here. Are you an idiot? We make fun of intelligent people in this country. Al Gore is made fun of because he's a nerd. Not because he's mean or because he's wrong, because he's been absolutely right on every single issue. He's made fun of because he's smart. Whereas George Bush is because he's an idiot. Oh, he's a folksy guy. I'll sit down and have a beer with him. Maybe you want to have a beer with him, but you don't want them bombing your countries. I'd like to sit down and talk with my Uncle Joe, the late Uncle Joe. He was a nice guy. I really liked him, but I don't want him running the country. I'll let Al Gore run the country because I think Al Gore would know what the hell he's doing. And you know, we have this politicians, and there's a natural dislike for politicians that's healthy. That's good for a society. But we take it to such extreme levels that it's absolutely ridiculous. Look at the Republican candidates of the last few years. Except for George Bush the first, who was the only real politician in the lot. You had Ronald Reagan and you had George Bush the second, who were primarily actors playing roles. And that's why they're so desperate to get Fred Thompson in there, because Fred Thompson looks presidential. It doesn't matter that he doesn't have three active brain cells to rub together, at least as far as what needs to be done in the world. But they're going to keep schlepping these people off on us. And you know, and I've talked about this with Bob Kincaid and with others, what I think the Republicans might want to do is just kind of sit out this election, because they know that their infrastructure is still intact. I mean, the Democrats may have control of the House and the Senate, but they don't have the power, and they're not willing to go out and take on the right-wing media machine, which is what really needs to be taken on. And they know they're going to have that media machine in the oncoming future, and they can attack whichever Democratic presidential candidate gets the nomination, and even if they manage to win the election. And then they'll foist Jeb Bush on us in 2012. But my point is, and the reason why the election issue was so big for me, is that if we fix the election process, if we take the cheating out of it as much as possible and make it a very simple and accurate procedure, the Republicans won't have such an easy time of it. Because when you're based on the realm of ideas, in the realm of, you know, who's got the right stuff, the Republicans will lose all the time because they have no ideas. Their policies are, we want money, never give a sucker an even break, and don't smarten up the chumps. That's their policies. And it's my policy at a quarter till the hour to take a little break. Our last break here, last chance to get in the action. The number to call is 1-304-658-5453 or 1-877-443-2366. Give us a call. We'll be back with the final segment of the John Fox Show here on the Head On Radio Network.
Silent, knowing, always in time. See how this love stays divine. See how this love stays divine.
This is Bill O'Brien with a message that pretty much defines Concord University. It's from Emily Dickinson. There is no frigate like a book to take us lands away, nor any courses like a page of prancing poetry. This traverse may the poorest take without oppressive toll. How frugal is the chariot that bears a human soul. Respect for learning, a mission to deliver education that touches souls, consideration to what students can afford, career rewards that pay dividends far beyond the dollars earned. At Concord, we've never crossed that important line between the business of education and education as a business. The first is extremely serious. It changes lives and connects with the moral and the spiritual. We're good at that. The second is no less serious. It raises ethical concerns, however. We avoid that. Concord University, the frugal chariot that bears human souls. Call the Concord Admissions Office, 1-888-384-5249.
Recently on the Guy James Show on the Head On Radio Network.
If you have tuned into this program by mistake right now, and you are a Republican, a right-wing Republican specifically, before this program is over, I do want to warn you, you're going to think that I'm the devil. You're going to think I've got horns and a red cape because I hate the Bush administration and everything they stand for. So be warned right away, okay? You're all warned right now that that's where we're coming from today.
Don't miss Guy James, weekdays, 3 to 5 Eastern Time, on the Head On Radio Network.
Hello, kids. Surprise, surprise. I'll bet you're wondering why I'm popping up out of the blue. Something new is headed your way. It's the show that dares ask the question, just why in the hell are the straight evangelical Christians recruiting gay kids for their perverted lifestyle? The answer to this and more, coming in June. Hi, I'm Peter Godbold, and welcome to Strictly Confidential. The show premieres June the 18th at 9 p.m. Eastern, exclusively on the Head On Radio Network.
Are you one of the 32 million people that take prescription medications? If you are, you might be affected by dry mouth and be surprised by sudden and rapid development of tooth decay. Dry mouth reduces saliva, making it difficult to swallow or speak, and can contribute to problems such as gum disease and oral infections. Talk to your general dentist today about your treatment options. Visit the Academy of General Dentistry at www.agd.org or call 1-877-2X-A-YEAR. For the Academy of General Dentistry, I'm Dr. Carl Jenkins.
Okay, and we're back for the final segment here on the John Fox Show. Once again, I'm Joe Vecchio. I am guest hosting for John today, who caught a wallaby out in his backyard and is busy skinning it. I have no idea what the hell John is doing. I was suggesting to the people in the Head On Radio Network chat room, and by the way, you can go on headonradionetwork.com and click on the chat room link and go in there and talk to some of the smartest people on the internet. And I was suggesting that everybody listen naked. We ought to take one day, you know, and maybe just do a listen naked day. Everybody who listens in on the horn has to get undressed, regardless of where you are. And more especially if you're listening at work, because it gets you a lot of attention. Just take it all off, whether you're an ugly fat guy like me or whether you're a really nice looking person like say Agnes Kincaid or the Smart Mom or somebody. Just go ahead and just strip it all off. Let them show that we're not afraid to let it all hang out. You know, I'm going to wind up doing one of those radio shows where some girl will call in and say, why don't you come down to the studio and get naked for me? Because that's the kind of good intellectual discourse that we've come to expect from radio talk show hosts. That's the kind of intelligent discourse you get here on the radio. So why are you be on the radio and it's all such as this? Well, I try not to be so disgusting. And, of course, then nobody wants to listen to you. Oh, don't mind me. I'm just kind of rambling. I'm just kind of sitting here, just going through and trying to figure out what was going on. I was talking earlier in my show, actually, about Senator Gravel, who was at the Democratic debate. And I had never heard of this guy before. And Susan from Oregon pointed out that he had done some very important things in the 60s or so. And he read the Pentagon Papers into the congressional record and risked a lot of trouble with the Nixon administration. And that's fine. I respect that and I appreciate that. But if the man seriously doesn't have a candidacy, I mean, it's like, you know, I was kind of joking about how, you know, you might as well put me up there and I'll be a candidate and participate in the debates for all the chance that I have of winning this thing. You know, why is this guy getting up there? And apparently, I don't know that much about him. And again, I am the least prepared person on the Head On Network, so I haven't done any research about it. But and he's like a flat taxer and English only type of guy. And it's like, you know, and you wonder if these guys are just plants. Because, you know, and Sue's pointing out that Ron Paul from the Republican Party is their gadfly. But, you know, Ron Paul really fits in much more with the Democratic, the Republican mainstream than I think Senator Gravel, is that how it's pronounced? I'm being told by the Smart Mom, is the Democrats. And again, sitting there blaming Democrats for the war. I mean, yeah, I'm not going to argue that they could have fought it more forcefully or that they could have tried to put the brakes on and done more to stop this insane president's push towards war, just like they're pushing towards war with Iran now. And yes, they should do a better job of fighting then and now and not be so afraid all the time. But that's a big difference. That's a huge difference from being responsible for the war. Gravel was sitting there saying that there is blood on the Democrats' hands because of their action. And that's bull, because this war was totally George Bush's. This war was totally the Republican Party's. And until 2006, they had total control of the government for a long, long time. They had control of Congress and Senate since 1994. They had control of all branches of government from 2001 to 2006, and they've screwed things up totally. Because, like I said, they have no vision. Their entire policy is based upon separating you from your money. And as I say on my show all the time, and as I repeat constantly because it always bears repeating, you have to imagine that they're in your room every single day with a metaphorical gun to your head, robbing you blind. And the only protection you have, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and all the ships at sea, is to be standing there with your fellow brothers and sisters, working people, in the room with you with metaphorical guns to their heads. There's one thing you can say about poor people that's true, that you can't say about all the generalities that the Republicans talk about with poor people, because poor people who come in all shapes and sizes and all different matters of intellect, that there's a lot more poor people than there are really, really rich people. And the only protection we have is the power of our vote and the power we have when we stick together. And the Republicans love to separate us. And that, I don't know if CNN was doing it intentionally or just being idiots by having Mr. Gravel on, because quite frankly, I don't think Mr. Gravel deserved to be there. And I think along with not just fixing the vote, fixing how we count votes and making it more accurate and simplified, there are other things that I think we need to do. We need to take the money out of the campaigns as much as possible. We need to require television to give free airtime to candidates. You have to have certain things establishing what is a legitimate political party and what isn't a legitimate political party, what is a legitimate candidate and what is not a legitimate candidate. And by the way, on the subject of elections, a group that I've been doing some work for, and we're getting ready to close up, so I'm going to try to finish up very quickly here, that's the National Popular Vote Bill. And to be very brief, they're trying to basically do an end run around the Electoral College by having state legislatures pass an ordinance that says that they will give all of their electoral votes to whichever candidate wins the national popular vote, regardless of how they voted in the states. In a particular state, it is what they call an interstate compact, where a bunch of states get together and basically have a contract with each other, and a state legislature can pass it without worrying that it's going to take effect immediately. The compact will only take effect when they have enough electoral votes to actually elect the candidate. Now, the Electoral College process is a little bit complicated and too hard, difficult for me to go into now. But basically, what this act would do would be to make the Electoral College irrelevant. Because if enough states pass legislation in their state house and it gets signed into law by the governor, that means whoever wins the national popular vote is going to get enough electoral votes to win, period. That meant that Al Gore would have won in 2000. Regardless of the states. Because, with the Electoral College, you don't have to screw around with millions of votes. You can screw around with a few thousand votes. It makes it much easier to fix elections. Florida, Ohio, and I'm worried about California being the next one. That's what I'm worried about. But it's been passed by several states. It was vetoed by Schwarzenegger in California, although I think it's going to be coming back there, going to be reintroduced. And I hope they pass it, because that's a big chunk of stuff, right? But there are a lot of things that we need to do. But basically, we just need to return control of the government over to us, to the voters. And reduce, because you're never going to get rid of it totally, just reduce the influence of big corporations as much as you possibly can. All the other problems, all the other things will be a lot easier to deal with. You can get that done. But you got to do first things first. Let's get one thing taken care of before we do the other things. That's all I've got to say, and that's pretty much all I've got to say. I guess we're heading out here. It's getting on 11 o'clock. And John Fox will hopefully be back tomorrow. And I'm just going to sit here. The John Fox Show has been produced by the Head On Radio Network, Bob and Agnes Kincaid. Actually, Agnes more than Bob for this show, but that's okay. Bob and Agnes run the show out there in the main studios in West Virginia. But that's been produced by the Head On Radio Network, and who's next? Oh, my God, I don't even know our own lineup. Isn't that disgusting? I don't even know. Who's next? Whoever's next is whoever's next on the... on the Head On Radio Network. Somebody fill me in there on that. In the meantime, thank you, ELO, for telling me a great show. In the meantime, you all have a good day, and hey, get back to work.
And I would tell you that sometimes I prefer to look at myself through someone else's eyes. Eyes that aren't clouded with the tears of knowing what an asshole I can be as yours are. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I might be able to listen in silence to your concerns, rather than hearing everything as an accusation or an indictment against me. tell you that sometimes I use sex to avoid communication. It's the best escape when we're down on our luck. But I can express more emotions than laughter, anger, and let's f***. If ever I would stop thinking.
This is the Head On Radio Network.
This is the Quality News Network. The FBI reports that the ringleader of a militant group that planned to blow up JFK International Airport assumed an informant planted to break up the plot, quote, had been sent by Allah to be the one, end quote, to carry out the bombing. The successful infiltration underscores the importance of government informants in breaking up terror cells. The cell's thwarted plan was to set off a chain of explosions by igniting the airport's main jet fuel supply. Three of the four militants have been arrested. The hunt is still on for the fourth suspect. A Sunni insurgent website has posted a video that shows the ID cards and other personal effects of two American soldiers that were captured in Iraq 2 weeks ago. A third soldier captured in the same ambush was found dead in the Euphrates River on May 23rd. In Lebanon, troops continue shelling a Palestinian camp near Tripoli during the weekend, trying to dislodge a radical militant group holed up inside. Fighting broke out in another Palestinian camp in southern Lebanon. Militants fired a rocket, killing two and wounding five, sparking fears of an outbreak of violence throughout the country. It was a deadly start to June for American forces in Iraq. Since Friday, at least 14 have been killed, many of them by roadside bombs. In Mogadishu, the Somali president is blaming al-Qaeda for an explosion outside his home yesterday that killed seven people. Friday, missiles from a U.S. warship killed six Islamic militants in northern Somalia. That militia included fighters from the U.S., Sweden, and the U.K. President Bush travels to Germany today for the G8 conference. On the agenda is climate change, aid to Africa, America's plan for a European missile defense system, and a proposal granting Kosovo limited independence. Massive demonstrations were held this weekend ahead of the G8 meeting at a Baltic Sea resort. Protesters threw rocks, bottles, and Molotov cocktails. 146 police were injured.